A Divine Fury by D.V. Bishop, read by Mark Meadows. Everyone sees what you appear to be. Few really know what you are. Niccolò Machiavelli, The Prince, translated by W.K. Marriott, 1908. Chapter 1. Wednesday, October the 29th, 1539. In Cesare Aldo's experience, the citizens most likely to break curfew in Florence were the drunken, the deceitful, and the dangerous. The challenge was knowing which was which while following one of them through the city in the hours before dawn. Only a select few were permitted to use the streets after nightfall. Duke Cosimo de' Medici, the city's ruler, and his guards, anyone carrying a letter of permission signed by the Duke, and the unfortunate men of the night patrol, enforcing the curfew for the city's most feared criminal court, the Otto di Guardia e Balia. Aldo was one of the unfortunates on night patrol, a purgatory he had endured since returning to Florence almost a year and a half earlier. His experience of those who broke curfew was now, therefore, extensive. The drunken usually blamed wine for still being outside long after the bells had tolled for all good citizens to return home. Some drunks were friendly, others belligerent, and a few even violent, but most were no match for the night patrol. The deceitful were those citizens using the darkness as a mask to hide their illicit behaviour, generally theft or fornication. Aldo had little sympathy for anyone arrested while succumbing to lust or avarice. Yes, he had been guilty of both, but was not fool enough to get caught. The dangerous, they came in many guises. There were those who had lost all reason, ready to harm themselves or others without warning. Some were looking for a fight, seeking somebody to hurt. And there were those with darkness in their hearts or murder in their heads. Once a person chose to kill, a fear of breaking curfew was unlikely to stop them. The lone figure ahead was neither lurching nor staggering. That suggested they were more deceitful or dangerous than drunk. A heavy cloak and cap hid their face and build. But the care with which they used the shadows of alleyways and narrow streets to shroud their journey made Aldo crouch to pull the trusty stiletto from his left boot.
"What are you doing?"
Benedetto asked. Like Aldo, he was stuck on night patrol, but the young constable made no effort to conceal his disdain for it. Benedetto had been an eager, even enthusiastic, recruit to the Otto 3 years ago. However, serving the court had soured him so much that every task now seemed a chore, and every question a cause for argument. "When trouble arises," Aldo whispered, "a blade is better in the hand than the boot." He rose to his feet. They were close to Piazza Santa Croce, the largest square in Florence's eastern quarter, having followed the curfew breaker from near the convent of Le Murate. Now their quarry must cross the piazza or make a much longer journey to avoid the wide open space. Either choice would reveal something about them.
"What trouble? It's just someone creeping home in the dark."
"Lower your voice," Aldo hissed.
"Why should I? We've been following them since..."
Aldo put a hand over Benedetto's mouth to silence him, but it was too late. The curfew breaker twisted round to stare at them, and then sprinted into the piazza.
"Palle!"
Aldo raced after the suspect, leaving Benedetto to swear and splutter. By the time Aldo reached the piazza, his quarry was halfway across, getting further away with each moment. Cursing Benedetto for not doing as he was told, Aldo pressed on. The suspect disappeared into a nearby alley as Aldo reached the far side of the piazza. He stopped to catch his breath, spots dancing in front of his eyes. Running was for children and dogs, not grown men who had seen more than 40 summers. Benedetto soon caught up to him.
"Where did they go?"
he panted.